The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 691.
Hey, hey, Dana Wild here. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I am your host of the show. And if you want to learn more about this, like you want to find out how to get clients and grow your business and do it the train your brain way, then go check it out at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com will tell you everything you need to know in, 60 seconds, for real. So I want to talk today more about following your dream, living your dream, keeping your dream alive, having confidence, believing in yourself. We started this conversation in the last episode. And if you haven't listened to it, please do listen to it. I admit some very embarrassing thoughts in that episode about starting an Olympic career at age 57. That's all I'll tell you. You got to listen to the episode if you want the rest of the story. So as an addition to this, what happened was my man got a text. We were having morning coffee and my man got a text, and the text came from a friend of his who's a film promoter, and the text was asking for advice, and it said, "Tell me the truth. Do you think I'm wasting my time trying to be successful in the film industry?" And most of us have had this thought at one point or another about our businesses. We may ask ourselves, "Do you think I'm wasting my time trying to build this business and trying to be successful?" And what I told him was, I said, someone is going to be successful in the film industry, and so why not him? And that was a little bit muddied, wasn't totally clear, understandable. And so I expounded, and I'll expound to you too, the same thing about your business or about this man's success in the film industry. And that is, there are people out in the world having success starting right now today in the film industry. And they are following their dream, just like he's following his dream. And they're going to be successful. And if he wants to be successful, if he believes he can be successful, if he chooses to be successful, he will too. So the other day when I was talking on the podcast about the Olympics and being in the Olympics, the way to win a gold medal in the Olympics is first you have to want to. You have to want to do it. Next, you have to not discount yourself immediately and kill your dream immediately. You have to nurture that dream and believe it can happen. When you start with desire, I have desire to be an Olympic medalist. I have desire to be in the film industry. I have desire to build a successful business and make enough money to support my family. When you start with that desire, the follow-up to that desire is believing that it can really happen and believing that it's true and nurturing it. And the response I gave, saying somebody's going to do it or other people do it, somebody one day is going to decide to start an Olympic career at age 57 and they're going to do it. They're going to have desire and they're going to follow through and nurture that dream and do it. Somebody is starting the film industry today and they're going to be successful in that industry starting today. Somebody is starting a business today and they're going to be successful in that business. That desire will get them started and get them going. But what will keep them going and make them successful is the belief that it can happen, the nurturing of the dream, and here are two key words for you, and this is really important, positive expectation. not only believing that it can happen, but expecting it to happen, knowing it's inevitable. What kills most of our dreams most of the time is that we are all trying to rush things or set things on a timeline. And so we don't have positive expectation about our dreams or where they're going because, first, they haven't manifested yet. And secondly, we are trying to rush it and we're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And if we knew it was going to happen, let's say we knew for a fact that our dreams were going to be realized. Without a shadow of a doubt, we knew for a fact we had some kind of a crystal ball that really was 100% accurate and it showed the success and we knew we were going to have success. If we knew it was inevitable, then it's easy to have all the patience in the world waiting for it to happen. When you're certain of the outcome, it's easy to have infinite patience. I keep attributing that quote to Wayne Dyer. I'm not sure if he actually said it. I have no proof that he said it, but it's a good quote, right? When you're certain of the outcome, it's easy to have infinite patience. And that's the ticket here. We get lost in our uncertainty. So what do? Well, we have to bust ourselves when we're feeling that way. And we have to look at the truth. The truth is there are people every day in our industries who are doing it. That's the truth. And so we have to think with our best brains, give ourselves a break, nurture ourselves, and rekindle that dream, rekindle that desire, rekindle that belief, rekindle that positive expectation, get to the point of certainty. Because when we're there, nothing can knock us off. So that's the work, isn't it? That's what we're doing as brain trainers. All of the action in the world, all of the stuff that everybody else in the peanut gallery is telling you to do, work harder, do this task, use this strategy, use this method for getting traffic, all that stuff, none of that is worth anything when this piece isn't right. Desire, hope, believability, positive expectation, certainty, knowing it's coming. That's the work. That's the real work. Because when you've got your mindset on board, the people who are in the film industry who are successful are those who stayed with it in positive expectation and taking that positive action and feeling good and keeping their desire and their hope and their belief kindled, and on they go. The people who are successful in the Olympics, same thing. They kept going, but they didn't keep going in drudgery and hard work and, oh, this is the worst. Why did I pick this for a career? Right? They don't do that. They move forward with the idea of, I'm going to be in the Olympics and I could win a gold medal. I'm keeping my dream alive. And that's how we should be as entrepreneurs. Nurturing our dream and feeling positive expectation. Step one, pay attention. Know where you're at emotionally. Am I on the positive end of the emotional scale? Am I feeling more hopeful, more believing? Can I juice that up, milk that, make it even better and better? Or am I feeling on the self-doubt end? If I'm feeling on the self-doubt end, then do those things that I can do to take care of myself. And sometimes those things are taking a nap or taking a break or taking a walk or eating something. Sometimes those things are mental. Sit down and make a list of all the reasons why you will be successful. Sit down and make a list of all the things you've done in the past that have proven to you that you can be successful. All of those things that help get our juices flowing and our mindset on board. Listen to inspiring talks. Say those mantras. Listen to good music. Whatever it takes. Self-doubt or the more negative feelings, do that self-care work that gets you to the positive side. When you're on the positive side, nurture that positive side, milk it, build it up, build it up, build it up. Because when you do that, then you will automatically take better action. This is the work. And we can do this. And we know those things to say to ourselves, don't we? We know those things. You know, I can do this. Other people have done this. This isn't rocket science. This is just putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm good at this, and I've proven to myself before I can be successful at things, and I can be successful at this, and I love the idea of doing this, and it feels so good, and I'm so ready to be successful with this, and I love learning about it, and I love moving forward, and I love all the little steps, and I love becoming an expert, and I love mastering my craft, and I love finding the methods that work for me, and I love brain training, and I love thinking in my head, oh my gosh, it's so good to be a brain trainer and learn more about this and really focus my mind and focus my mind to generate good emotions. And man, that feels good. I'm so ready. You know, you've totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.